it now. Tell your to somebody next to you and say, my expectation,
will
not be denied.
My expectation,
will not be cut off.
Will not be cut off.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, we are in the ninth month, and the ninth month for every pregnancy is the month of delivery. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so when a woman is pregnant, we say she is expecting. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If somebody just spoke to me this morning and said, Pastor, I am expecting. Praise the Lord. And my prayer is that every woman in this church will call me and say, Pastor, I am expecting.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
There was 1 year I dedicated 10 babies. And I'm looking for a repeat.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So far, I've done 2. And then I'm going to do 1. In October, and then later on, we'll do one, and then I'll do another one, and then do another one. Oh, praise the Lord. So the 9 months is very important. And when we look at the passage, he said, Peter and John went up together to the temple at the hour of prayer, the 9th hour. And I believe that 9 represents the delivery. 9 represents the finished work of Jesus on the cross of Calvary. Because the Bible says that in the 9th hour, Jesus declared, it is finished. In the 9th hour, Jesus declared that your miracle is done. That your battles are ended. That your situation has been turned around right there on the cross. Jesus said, I paid the price, I suffered, and I'm dying because of you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And therefore the 9th hour was so important. And Peter and John were going to the temple because the 9th hour is an hour of prayer. An hour that we go to God and say, because of what Jesus did. Because of his suffering, he took my pain, he took my shame, he took my reproach, he took my curses, he took everything that will hinder me from moving to the next higher level. He took it all and nailed it to the cross.
Amen.
And therefore, I have come to lay my burdens at the feet of Jesus, at the cross, in this 9th hour. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The 9th hour, Peter and John were going to the house of prayer. And I believe that since prayer is equated with pushing, praying until happiness, when the woman is about to deliver, she pushes and the child comes out. And that is why this hour is an hour of prayer.
Yes.
This month is a month of prayer. And I believe that you are going to bring forth. It doesn't matter whether today the 29th, your miracle can be better today.
Oh, yes.
It doesn't matter whether tomorrow is the last day of the month, your miracle can be better tomorrow. It doesn't matter whether this year is about to end. Whatever God has planned and purpose for you to deliver this year, you will deliver.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The 9th month. And so push. Do not relax in your prayer. Pray until something happens. Because I tell you, it will happen. Because Jesus took care of it 2,000 years ago. And therefore, it will happen. Hallelujah. So it doesn't matter how long you have endured it. It doesn't matter whether you are born with it. It doesn't matter whether it is in your family now. to receive it. So this man, he was led to this, was paralyzed from his mother's womb. Yet, hallelujah.
Amen.
But it doesn't matter. Even though your father and mother brought you into this world, God is the one who planted the seed.
Hallelujah.
And when God blesses, He does not ask you to be. So don't sit down and continue in your sorrow and say, this is how I was born, or this is how God created me. No! Jesus came to change your story.
Amen.
He came to change your son. He came to fight your battles. He came to turn your impossible situation around. And so the Bible says that Peter and John were about to enter the temple, and this man came to Peter. He didn't, you know, they were passing. So he said, hey guys, check me out. You know, can you give me some money? Because that's what he's been doing all his life. Very. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so he said, hey, don't pass me by. Drop something in my box before you leave. Before you enter. And then Peter with John said something. It's Peter fixing his eyes on him with John. Peter said, look at us. Hallelujah. You know, that look is not the ordinary look. Like Julia was thinking, everybody looks. No, that is not an ordinary look. He said, lift up your eyes to us. And then the Bible says that. So he gave them his attention. He began to focus on them. This morning, God is telling us that yes, you have been looking at other things for too long. You have been looking at your problem and your situation for too long. You have been looking at other people for too long. You have been looking for your miracle from somewhere. But it is time for you to look on me.
Amen.
It is time for you to lift up your eyes and check me out. Because I am the Lord who picks people from the ash heap and set them among princes.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I am the Lord who created the universe by my power. On you. I am the God who can change your destiny. I am the God. I am your healer. I am your deliverer. Yes, you can also go, don't go to the hospital. But before you go, you would have lifted up your eyes to God. And say, Lord, touch me and heal me. When I get to the hospital, you can use the doctors. You can use the nurses. You can use anyone. But I know you are going to do it.
Oh, yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And therefore I believe that as we lift up our eyes unto the Lord, we'll be lifting up our eyes to the right place. The psalmist says in Psalm 121, he says, I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where cometh my help? Am I looking at the hills? That I will get some miracle out of it. That I will get some strength out of it. No. I will now shift my focus on the one who made the hills.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Yeah.
I will now shift my focus to the one who made the doctor. I will now shift my focus to the one who made the banker. I will now shift my focus to the one who can turn my life.
Amen.
The one who loves me so much. If you want to know how much God must look at the cross. Look at the pain, the blood flow, the tongue of crowns. Look at the spitting in Jesus' face and the beating, and realize that this God loves you more than me. And so lift up your eyes unto Jesus. Hallelujah. And the Lord will preserve you from all evil. I like King Jehoshaphat in 2 Chronicles chapter 20. In 2 Chronicles chapter 20, King Jehoshaphat faced a very powerful army. In fact, it was not just one army, it was five armies put together. And they were coming to attack him. And listen to what Jehoshaphat said. He said in verse 12 of 2 Chronicles 12, verse 12 of 2 Chronicles 20, he said, Oh my God, will you not judge them? For we have no power against this great multitude that is coming against us. Nor do we know what to do. But our eyes are on you. Hallelujah. Yes. But our eyes are on you. We don't have the power. We don't have the wisdom. We don't have the strength. But our eyes are on you. This morning, if you can lift up your eyes unto the Lord, I tell you, your miracle will draw you. And the songwriter says, turn your eyes upon Jesus. You have been telling, you have been focusing on the wrong things, on the wrong situations, on the wrong circumstances. You have been focusing on the wrong things, but lift up your eyes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Peter, this same Peter, after he said that he'd been raised from the dead, he decided to go fishing. And Bible says that he went, and the whole night he didn't catch any fish.
Oh,
but when the morning came, Jesus was standing there. And then he says, cast your net at the right side. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You have been casting your net at the wrong side. But today, if you lift up your eyes to Jesus, he will show you where to cast your nets that will bring in multitude of fishes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so he did. And so he was like, I said, as for this problem, I don't have a solution. As for this battle, I cannot fight it. As for this attack, I am weak and helpless. But I tell you, if only you lift up your eyes to Jesus, he will take over that one.
Oh, amen.
That is what he said. Because when the Lord said, our eyes are on you, the Spirit of the Lord came on Gehazi, and he began to prophesy. And he says, do not be afraid. Do not be dismayed because of this great multitude. For the battle is not yours, but the Lord's. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It says in verse 17, you will not need to fight in this battle. Position yourself and stand still and see the salvation of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Position yourself. It means that you bow down and you lift up your eyes. That is the best position you can ever have. And when you do that, tell you, God will move. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Position yourself. I tell you, if you kneel before the Almighty God, you can stand before anybody in this world.
Yes,
you can stand before the powers of darkness. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so he said, position yourself. And then stand still. Relax. When you have lifted up your eyes unto the Lord, relax. God himself will open the doors. God himself will take over the battle. God himself will touch you and heal you. And he will deliver you. God himself will turn that child's life around. God himself will give you wisdom for your studies, and he will give you the anointing for your ministry.
Amen.
Young ones, old ones, men, women, youth, children, today, God said, lift up your eyes. Let's look at you. Because the more you look at the world, the more the world confuses you. The more the world deceives you. The more the world distracts you from the destiny that God has prepared. When you go to the doctor and it is this and it is that and it is something else. Hallelujah. When you look into your family, it is one problem after the other. When you look at your neighborhood, your community, even your state and the nation, you see all kinds of things. But Jesus says, it's time for you to shift your focus.
Amen.
And to shift your eyes on me. Hallelujah. Because I will fight that battle for you. And so, Bible says that he gave up his attention. He intently, with intense looking, he said, expecting to receive something from him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God says, do not just lift up your eyes unto me, but look at me with expectation. Hallelujah. When you open your eyes, when you have a problem, when you have an issue that nobody can help you with, he says that, look at me. And also, look at me with expectation. Don't just look at me. Hallelujah. But look at me and expect that I will do something about your situation. Because I'm not a man that I should lie. Neither the son of man that I should go back on my way.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He will not give you that same situation. Look at him in expectation, because the Lord will show up. Sometimes all you want is some small money.
Oh.
Hallelujah. Amen. Like the madman in Accra, he said, "Chief, can I give you $200,000? I'm going to do this much more." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I believe that sometimes that's all we want. Small money to pay my rent. And small money to pay my phone bill so I can chat. So small money. And God will say, if you are giving that small money, your situation will remain the same. So I'm going to give you an idea that will make you a millionaire.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm going to give you an idea, an opportunity that will make you rich. Hallelujah. Maybe all that you are looking for is a small job, but then God says, not a small job, not a job that will not allow you to come to church on Sunday. I am going to make you a businesswoman that you can employ other people. Hallelujah. Maybe all that you want is a small place to perch, or an apartment, or somebody's
basement.
But if you lift up your eyes to God,
this means the word then. This means the word then.
He has built a mansion for you in heaven. Can he use one of his
things?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so God will always give us something better if only our expectation is from him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so Peter said, "I don't have the money, because money will keep you in your situation. But I have something greater than money. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." Hallelujah. This morning, my declaration and my prayer is that rise up.
Amen.
Amen.
Rise up.
Rise up.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I stand here as a servant of the living God. I say, look at me. Today, in the name that is above every name, in the mighty name of Jesus,
amen,
rise up from your sickness and walk in your healing.
Amen.
Rise up from your poverty and walk in riches.
Amen.
Rise up from your pain and walk in healing and good health. Rise up from your failure and begin to walk in success. Rise up from mourning and begin to dance. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Rise up and walk. And the man receives strength. Today I release strength.
Amen.
I release strength.
Amen.
Wherever you are laid.
Amen.
I release strength wherever you are paralyzed. The strength and the power of the Holy Spirit. May that power on you, overshadow you. May you rise up in the strength. In my ear, and I'm waiting for the fruit of the womb. May you receive the strength of Sarah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you are here, and you are taking seed. May you receive the strength of Elizabeth, the one who was called barren. And may you have the strength to carry your baby in the future.
Amen.
Let the Lord visit you.
Amen.
If you are here and you need to love somebody who is unlovable, may God give you the strength.
Amen.
To love the person.
Hallelujah.
Oh, if you are here and you want to go to school and you say, "As for me, I think this is all that maybe I need to. This is all I've come to the end." No, God will cause you to arise.
Amen.
Strength to stand. Strength to work.
Amen.
May your boss look at you and say, "No, you cannot be a worker. Now you need a supervisor."
Amen.
Now you are looking for people, but now I'm going to When the Lord gives you the strength to do the impossible, to be a man and a woman of prayer. Oh, yes, sir. May you have a testimony, a praise, a thanksgiving, a miracle that will cause people to look at you with amazement, to look at you with wonder, to look at you and say, yes, this is what happens to people who have fixed their eyes on Jesus. This is what has happened to people who keep their trust and their hope in Him, who don't depend on themselves or depend on their legs and depend on who they are and their bringing and where they come from, but who trust in the living God. May the Lord change your destiny.
Amen.
Like He did for Ruth. Oh, Boaz said, may the Lord visit you, the one that you have come to put your trust in. And Ruth, a Moabite, was translated into a woman who gave birth to Jesse, who gave birth to David, who will become a great ancestor.
Amen.
May the Lord turn your life around as you look to Him with expectation. And may it encourage others that they will stop looking at other things and lift up their eyes to Jesus. Your praise will not be denied. Your expectation shall not be cut.
Amen.
Shall we rise to our feet? Amen.